Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in our Lord Jesus?
Ngenda kusaba ombulize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request you greet of your brethren.
Ngomuwubirako.
As you wave at them.
Oyongereyo kumwaniriza eri omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
To welcome them to the light of the word of God.
Mugambe tweyongereyo nate.
Tell them we move on ahead.
Okulaba department omunana,
to see the 8 departments
eza government ya Katonda mu government z'okunsi,
of God is government in the governments of the earth,
government eyomasekati,
the central government
eya government ya Katonda yomuguru kunsi,
of God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yes, yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
Amanya nedobozi.
And by name and voice,
omutume Ronald Hope Witness,
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness,
wamo nemusumba,
together with Pastor Samuel Newman,
nomusumba Bible,
and the Bible read out teacher Jacob.
Tubagara nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinyera mukama wa Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Umwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Obwo okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ato okugenda maso kwaniza n'omulembo eri omulembo omupya.
To move welcome you to the new generation.
Ogwino okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And his glory.
Okututuusa ku bulamu okutuuka ku bulamu obutaggwaawo.
Reaching us to life eternal.
Ngabu yasuubiza mu Yokaana esuula 17.
As he promised in the John chapter 17.
Noonya olwokusatu.
And the verse 3.
Ng'agamba nti obulamu obutaggwaawo.
And he said that eternal life.
Kwe kumanya Katonda omu wa mazima.
It is to know the one true God.
Ne Kristo Yesu gwe yatuma.
And the Christ Jesus he sent.
So tusinzira.
So we base in this ministry to move to leading the worldwide call, where God has called us to work with him in his final work on this planet earth. And that work is the revival and the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth, to be known the way they were, the way they should be, even the way they will be forever.
Okuyita mukuzza obujja enjiri y'obulokozi y'emirembe gyonna.
Passing through restoring the gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
It is the gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu
bwe. And his righteousness.
Obwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Atubikkula ebyama byonna eby'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
As we reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
Nga bwe yasooka okutegeeza ng'asinzira mu Matayo 13.
As he first spoke basing in the Matthew 13.
N'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omu.
In the verse 11. And they say we've been blessed to know all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Even to reveal them to all the nations. And we are going to base in God's heavenly government on the earth. Together with its central government. God is government in the governments of the earth. And to move on to fulfilling that call. Praise Jesus.
Nga tugenda okulaba department omunana.
As we go to see the 8 departments.
Eza government ya Katonda mu government z'okunsi.
Government in the governments of the earth.
Central government.
It is the central government.
Ya government ya Katonda y'omuguru kunsi.
Of God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yetwakajja tumalirize wali eri.
That we've just finished to cover.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Njagala tusooke tuyimuke ku bigere byaffe.
I want us to first stand on our feet.
Tuongere ate okussaamu okubeerawo kwa Katonda kitaffe ekitiibwa.
To honor the presence of God the Father.
N'ekigambo kya Mukama waffe Yesu.
Even his word of our Lord Jesus.
Awamu n'omwoyo w'omutukuvu.
Even his Holy Spirit.
N'enkumi n'enkumi
and the thousands of angels
who
sent to serve us and to minister together with us. Father Almighty, King of Kings, the one true God, the one above all the heavens, and who passed through all, according to Ephesians 4 and the verse 6, and according to Job chapter 28 verse 23 to 24, you
who
pass above the heavens and you see through all the heavens and even all the earth and
you
reign in the heavens even all the earth, we move on to honor you.
kwagala okubeerawo okwo bulijjo
love your praises always
masikati gaffe
in our midst
kubanga gwe kitaffe
wekka you are only father
nga bwe kyawandikwa mu Matayo 23
written Matthew 23
olunyoro omwenda
the verses 9
yagamba nti mbanga kitamu mulayi naku nsi
do not have any other father on earth
kubanga kitamu ali omwali
mu ggulu your father is one in heaven
kongera okutegeera n'okweyanjula gy'oli
we want to understand introduce to you
nga tusaba otukkirize mu kubeerawo
okwo ask us in your presence
awamu n'ekigambo kyo
even your words
omwana
the son
Yesu Kristo
Jesus Christ
kongera okumugulumiza
move to glorify him
kubanga yatusubiza
for you promised us
Matayo suri ya 28
Matthew 28
anyole 18
verses 18
pako ruwabiri
up to 20
tiawele do buinza mugone kusi
even power in heaven and earth
natugamba tugenda tufura manga gona bayigirizwa
make nations disciples
ngabo chiri lero
as it is today
bato batizo kuingira munyira chitafu
baptize them in the name of father
umwana no moyo mutukufu
the son and the holy spirit
kubanga ye aliwa munafu
is together with us
okutuka enkomeriro
up to the end
kuongera okumusamu ekitibwa
to honor him
basinzira mugweri okusatu
in the third heaven
ngabo chiri mbakolise ekyo kubiri
the second Corinthians chapter 12
onyoriso kapakuru okuna
verses 1 up to 4
ayi mukama wafe Yesu
oh our Lord Jesus
asinzira mugweri okusatu
in the third heaven
ufugwe guru lyo nane
the hand of heaven and earth
ngabo kusamu ekitibwa
ngabo to honor you
ngabo watusubiza muyokana
you promised in the John chapter 14
onyore 18
verse 18
akuru rwabi mu mukaga tugena sigalango oturabikira
nakan
kanu tuongera okusamu ekitibwa
ngabo to honor you
kubira woku
your praises
ngabo watusubiza erango ogamba
still saying
tuli tulekanga ba mulibu
not leave us orphans
nayo tusunkira omubezi
but he sent us a comforter
moyo wa mazima
the spirit of truth
birenga je tuli
dwell with us
ndabe irenga mufi
be within us
nakuzona
all the days
ngabo yokana
as in John
sureye 14
chapter 14
nyure 14
verse 14
akure 14
up to 17
pamuno rwabi mu mukaga
26
ukuvaru yakka
ever since he came
kwaba tumesureye okubiri
chapter 2
olunyi olusoka
verses 1
ukutukira dalo lwokutano
up to 5
nekankana agenda maso
up to now you move on
nokulembira mu abana bakatunda
children of God
ngabo chiri mbarumi
as in Romans
sureye 8
chapter 8
nyure 14
verse 14
yaraba kulembira moyo wa katunda
the spirit of God
ibana bakatunda
the sons of God
ayo moyo wa mazima
all spirit of truth
kongera okusamu ekitibwa
to honor you
era tukuwe chifo ekisoka
the first place in our midst
utukulemberenga mu
leading us
nakuzona
all the days
utuyamba okutegera
that help us understand the word of God
irango kulamu nejira bamalaika
wamba
agama mu zaburi
for you say in the psalms
yachi kuminyasa
one of our party
atumo moyo ebitondebwa na zabuja maso gensi
the face of the earth
utukula liva hivo
you do revival
utukulembere mu moyo wa mazima
all spirit of truth
ukuzo buja byonna
irango
mu nejira bamalaika
as armies of angels
yoita nalio
those you pass through
kubanga chaandikwa
it is written
ebulani yesu lesoka
hebrews chapter 1
14
and 40
ba malaika
the angels
yemeje tumibwa
spirit says
abagenda okuweleza
going to minister
ili abagenda okuweleza obulokozi
inherit salvation
kuongera nabo kubaniriza
to welcome them
ebinja byo nomusambu ya malaika
seven groups of angels
kugena maso nokuweleza munafu
to minister with us
ili amuno okutuweleza
to serve us
nokutuyamba okutegera ekigambo cha katonda
understand the word of god
okibunya musizona
spread in the whole world
mukama wa yesu
in the name of our lord jesus
atondo mulamu
the living god
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
ngenda kusaba wetulireko
I'm going to request you sit down
ogene maso okutegeka ebitabo byo moyo omutuku bisatu
prepare the three books of the Holy Spirit
okuri amagizigu
where there is your mind
okuri omutima gwo
where there is your heart
okuri omuntu wo munda
where there is your inner man
omoyo omutuku bagene maso mokuandika mu kigambo kya katonda
the Holy Spirit move on right there the word of God
ngechi subizo bechiri mbakolise chokubira suri yokusatu
promises in the second Corinthians chapter 3
nyori soka pa kuromo kaga
verses 1 to 6
ateranga bechiri nti atubere obunafu
as it bears our weakness
kusinira kubarumi suri yo munana
according to Romans chapter 8
olinyoro abi mu mukaga paka abiri musamu
verse 26 to 27
wewa utosobola kuandika
Yes, you cannot write in your mind, in your heart, even your inner man. That's what is to help you. But you, what you can do, you prepare your book, your pen, even your Bible. To move on right in your book. The Holy Spirit writes in his books, in your mind, in your heart, even your inner man. In the times of need, we remind you
ira na yongerango kuyigiriza
binji we want to teach you many as
sinira ko ebiri mu Yohane suri 14
only those in the John 14
abiri mukaga
verse 26
umoyo warija
when the spirit will come
aliba jukiza byonna
he will remind you all
naba yigiriza byonna
he will teach you all
twebaza katonda inente katike nunji bwetu
thank you for such a good preparation
yesu yebazi bwenyo
praise jesus
twagala okweyongerayo nate
we want to move on again
okulaba obufunze bwa department omunana
to see the summary of the 8 departments
wa government ya katonda mu government zokunsi
of God is government in the governments of the earth
Government yomasekati.
The central government.
Eya government ya katonde yomuguru kunsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yetuwa kajja tumalirize okulaba department zayo.
Just concluded seeing its 8 departments.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So twagala okulaba nga natiriru.
So we want to see again today.
Kuongera yo okulaba okusoka mbufunzi.
Move on ahead to see first in the summary.
Okulaba obufunze bwa department omunana.
To see the summary of the 8 departments.
Eza government ya Katonda mu government z'okunsi.
Of God is government in the governments of the earth.
Ye government yomasekati.
It's the central government.
Ya government ya Katonda yomuguru kunsi.
Of God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Na yinga tujukira.
But we remember.
Ntituwasoka okutegeera.
That we first understood.
Ebikwatagana ku government ya Katonda yomuguru kunsi.
Concerning God is heavenly government on the earth.
Nti government ya Katonda yomuguru kunsi.
That God is heavenly government on the earth.
Eriwo okulaba ngebikolebwa mu ggulu.
It's there to see that the things done within heaven.
Ebikolebwa ku
nsi. There are ones which are done on earth.
Era nga bwe twasooka okusoma mu Isaiah sura y'omwenda.
Just as we first read in the Isaiah chapter 9.
Olunyiri olw'omukaaga n'olw'omusanvu.
Verses 6 up to 7.
Ng'agamba bw'ati.
And he says like this.
Isaiah sura y'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Isaiah chapter 9 from verse 6.
Kubanga omwana atuzaaliddwa ffe, omwana ow'obulenzi aweereddwa ffe. Ne gavumenti enaabanga ku kibegaabega kye, n'erinnya lye liriyitibwa nti wa kitalo. Ateesa ebigambo, Katonda ow'amaanyi, kitaffe ataggwaawo, omulangira ow'emirembe.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Olunyolomusanvu.
Verse 7.
Okweyongera nti okweyongera kwa government ye n'emirembe tebiri koma. Ku ntebe ya Daudi nti tebiri bakonye bikoma ku ntebe ya Daudi. Ne kubwa kabaka bwe okubusa mu order okubunyweza. N'okubuwanirira. N'omusango n'obutuukirivu okuva leero n'emirembe n'emirembe. Obunyiikivu bwa Mukama ow'Eggye bulituukiriza ekyo.
Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti mu biro by'okuzaalibwa kw'omwana.
That in the time of the birth of the Son,
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
yajja ne government ya Katonda y'omuguru ku nsi.
He came with God, his heavenly government on the earth.
Era ng'agamba.
And he said,
nti okweyongerayongera kwa government
yeno, that the increase of that government,
tekulibaako kkomo,
there shall be no end on it.
Era kubanga Katonda yakyogera.
Because the Lord who spoke it.
Ng'agamba nti government ejja kuleeta order.
And he said that government will bring order.
Mu mirimu gy'obwa Katonda gyonna ku nsi.
In all the works of God on the earth.
Ejiita mu kanisa ya Katonda entukuvu ku nsi.
Those which pass through God's righteous church on the earth.
Era ng'agamba.
And he says.
Nti obumalirivu bwa Katonda bulina okukituukiriza.
That the zeal of the Lord will have to perform that.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So okuva omwana Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo bwe yazaalibwa.
Ever since the Son of our Lord Jesus was born.
Government ya Katonda y'omuguru ku nsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yalina okutandikirawo.
It was to start immediately.
Kuntandikwa ya AD.
At the beginning of AD.
Kyetuyita oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
What we call after death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Era kyovula nga Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
And that is why you see our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yaleka atugambye okusinzira ku Matayo sura y'omukaaga.
He left when he had told us according to Matthew chapter 6.
Olunyiri olw'omwenda paka olw'ekkumi.
Verses 9 up to 10.
Ng'agamba tusabe nnyo ebi.
And he say we pray much things done in heaven.
It
begin to be done on earth.
It
was responsible of God's heavenly government on the earth to start. To manifest things done in heaven.
That
they be done on the earth. Let's read the Matthew we hear.
Matayo sura y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9.
Kale musabenga bwe muti. Kitaffe ali mu ggulu erinnya lyo litukuzibwe.
After this manner, therefore pray, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Olunyo lw'ekkumi.
Verse 10.
Obwakabaka bwo bujje, by'oyagala bikolebwe mu nsi nga bwe bikolebwa mu ggulu.
Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Yes, praise
Amen. Jesus much.
Government ya Katonda eneyo muguru ku
nsi. This God is heavenly government on the earth.
Ngevunanyizibwa okutukuza erinnya lya Katonda.
And it's responsible to cleanse the name of God.
Ngeteke order mbintu byonna.
And it puts order in all things.
Kubanga tukimanyi mbakolise kisoke sureri ye 14.
Because we know it in the first Corinthians chapter 14.
Olunyo lwasa tumwesatu.
Verse 33.
Bakulwa makumi ana.
Up to 40.
Katonda wafesi wakavuyo.
Our God is not of confusion.
Na ye wanteka teka ne order.
But is of decency and order.
Mukanisa zizuna.
In all his churches.
Zaba tukufu.
Of his holy ones.
So okubanga ebikolwa muguru.
So to appear the things done in heaven.
Ebikolwa munsi.
The one done on earth.
Ejo chivunanyizwa ku government ya Katonda yomuguru kuhusi.
That is responsible of by God is heavenly government on the earth.
Iranga butuze tujiraba.
Just as we've come seeing it.
Tuka nukura ba department za yomunana.
We reach to see its eight departments.
Zivunanyizwa ku order mukanisa ya Katonda.
Responsible of all the church of God on the earth.
Yes, you
praise Amen. Jesus
much.
But in the same time, we got a definition.
Speaking
of God is government in the governments of the earth.
Government yomasikati.
The central government.
Ya government ya Katonda yomuguru kuhusi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Iranga government yenu.
In this government.
Yomasikati.
The central government.
Emanyikidwa nga government ya Katonda mu government zo
kuhusi. No, God is government in the governments of the earth.
Evunanyizibwa.
It is responsible.
Okurungamia.
To guide.
Ngomusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda bwe guli.
As the light of the word is.
Government zo kuhusi.
The governments of the earth.
Okukola okwagala kwa Katonda.
Doing the will of God.
Wakati munsi.
In the midst of the earth.
Era okukakasa government zo kuhusi.
To prove the governments of the earth.
Nti Katonda afugira mu government zaabwe.
That God rules within their governments.
Oba mbwa kabaka bw'abaana baba.
Or within the kingdoms of children of men.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
So nkugambye bwenti.
So I've said like this.
Kitwala baku
government that what we saw on the central government,
ya government ya Katonda yo muguru
kuhusi, God is heavenly government on the earth,
imanyikidwa nga government ya Katonda mu government zo kuhusi,
which is known as God is government in the governments of the earth.
Ebevunanyizibwa.
It is responsible
okurungamia,
to guide,
ngomusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda ogujudde mu guli,
as the full light of the word of God is
government za zo munsi,
the governments of this earth,
okukola okwagala kwa Katonda,
to do the will of God,
nokakasa government yesu.
Prove those governments.
Katonda afugira mu government zaabwe.
That God rules within the governments.
Oba mbwa kabaka w'abaana b'abantu.
Or in the kingdom of children of men.
Almost 99 ku buli kikumi.
Almost 99%.
Kubanga awatali mukka gwa kusa.
Because without oxygen to breathe.
Awatali nkuba kutonya.
Without rainfall to fall.
Enjuba okwaka.
The sun to give light.
Nemero okumeranga.
Even the food to keep growing.
Government zo munsi tezinza kufuga.
Governments of the earth can never rule.
Naye nga atavunanyizibwa ku ebyo ye Katonda.
The one responsible of all those is God.
Kitegeeza afugira buterevu.
It means it rails
mu government zo kunsi.
In the governments of this earth.
Oba mbwa kabaka w'abaana b'abantu.
Or in the kingdom of children of men.
Era twalabanga asobola okuteekako gw'ayagala.
And we saw he can hand them to whoever he wants.
Asobola okuggyako gw'ayagala.
He can take away whoever he wants.
N'assaako gw'abeera ayagadde.
He puts in place the one he wants. According to Daniel chapter 4, verse 24, up to 26, and it says like this.
Daniel yesule yokuna ndolu nyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
Daniel chapter 4 from verse 24.
Amakuru geegano ayi kabaka eraliye teeka lyoyo ali waggulu ennyo erijjidde mukama wange kabaka.
This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king. Verse
25.
That they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make you eat grass like oxen, and they shall wet you with dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over you, till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomever he will. Verse
26.
And since they commanded to leave the stump of the three And since they commanded to leave the stump of the tree rolled, your kingdom shall be sure unto you, after you shall have known that the heavens do roll.
Yes.
Yes. Praise Jesus. He told him, until you come to know the one who most high, he reigns in the kingdoms of children of men. After
you
know that heaven's rules on this earth, and the will of God done in heaven, it is what is done on earth, you'll be accepted back in the kingdom.
So
it's the work of the central government, of God's heavenly government on the earth.
And
that is God's government in the government of the earth, to reveal to the governments of this earth, according to the much light of the word of God, that God rules in the governments of the earth, or in the kingdom of children of men, required of leaders within this world to do as the will of that God is, for he's the one who sets them up to lead and work for his behalf. According to those in the Romans chapter 14, verses 1 and 2, and he says like this, Romans chapter 13, from verse
1.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Verses 2.
Awakanya obukulu chava wakanya okulagira kwa Katonda. Era abawakana baliyezaako omusango bobokka.
Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves judgment. Yes. He who resists any leadership, he resists the ordinance of God. For God has set up that leader to come, that he does as the will of God. But many times they have not had those to give them light, that full light of the word of God, to be able to know that God rules in the governments of the earth, or in the kingdom of the children of men, and he wants those set up to lead, they do as his will is in heaven. That's why this time he set up the central government. Central government of God is heavenly government on the earth, which is known as God's government in the governments of the earth, to be able to remind them always that God rules within their kingdom, and he rules in their government, and they are required, according to the full light of the word of God, to demonstrate and manifest the love of God, for he sets them up to do the will of God in the midst of the kingdom of men. Praise Jesus
much.
And it's the work of those who are in the central government, God's heavenly government on the earth, God's government in the governments of the earth, to calm down all people in all nations, to humble and obey their government, that they do not commit cases to be judged. According to that, he said in the first Timothy chapter 4, verses 1, as he says this,
First
Timothy chapter 4, from verse 1.
Nayomo ya yogera lwatu nti munako ezoluvanyuma walibawo abaliva mukukiriza gaba ulire myo yejichamya lokuyigiriza kwa ba setani.
Now this
sura ya 2 7 second
sura yakona Timotheo ekyo 2 esura iyo kuna no runyiryo lusoka.
Second Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1.
Ngoku utirira masoga Katonda ne Kristo Yesu alisalira omusanga abalamo nabafu era n'olw'okulabika kwe n'obwakabaka bwe.
I charge you therefore before our God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Verse 2.
Buulirange ekigambo, kubiririzanga mu bbanga erisaaniramu n'eritasaaniramu, weranga nenyanga, buuliriranga n'okugumiikiriza kwonna n'okuyigiriza.
Preach the word, be diligent in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Kuba mulimu.
It is the work
baba bagenda okukola mu government yomasikati.
Of those to work in the central government.
Ya government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi.
God is heavenly governments on the earth.
Government ya Katonda mu government zokunsi.
God is government the governments of the earth.
Okuleta ekigambo kya Katonda.
To bring the word of God.
Okuleta omusana gwe ekigambo kya Katonda.
Bring the light of the word of God.
Mu government zokunsi.
In the governments of the earth.
Mu bakabaka babana baba.
The kingdoms of children of men. Even to reach into calm them down to submit to governments of this
singa
earth.
Government is okunsi. Okusoka.
First of all,
the government is okunsi.
When governments of the earth
zimazotegezibwa,
they have first been told
ntikatonda afugira mu government zabo,
that God rules within their governments.
Eranga kibagwanide.
And it's required of them.
Bo okukola ngo okwagala kwa Katonda bwe kuli.
Them to do as the will of God is.
Awe era mulimu gwaffe.
There it is our work.
Okuongera okukakanya abantu bomunsi.
To move on, calm down the people of the world.
Okugondera government Yesu.
To humble submit to those governments.
Usinda byatuga mutito.
According that it tells us in Titus. Titus chapter
3.
The verse 1 as it says this.
Tito esule yokusatu n'olunyiri olusooka.
Titus chapter 3 from verse 1.
Obajukizenga okugondera abafuga n'abalina obuyinza okuwuliranga okweteekerateekeranga buli kikolwa kyonna ekirungi.
Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. Yes. It is the work of those within the central government. God is heavenly government on the earth.
It's
known as God is government in the governments of the earth. Prove that the people of God, all of those in the world,
is
subject to governments God has put for them in this earth. Even to do all the good works as they have been commanded. I don't want them to understand us wrongly. Mostly those to reach our embassies where the ministries will be having
embassies.
They will find there a word like
government ya Katonda mu government zokunsi.
God is government in the governments of the earth.
Government yo masikati,
the central government.
Ya government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Baro uzento ba uri autuzo kuamba government zabo.
And they think perhaps it's come to take over their governments of this
Neda,
earth.
Note,
this work came from old.
Gawabera wo government yo masikati ya Katonda.
There is always a central government of God.
Government ya Katonda mu government zo kunsi.
God is government in the governments of the earth.
Iranga gwaberanga mulimu gwabwe bulijjo.
And it was their work always.
Okulungamya abakulemera mu government zo kunsi.
To guide those leading governments of the earth.
Okubaka kasanti Katonda afugira mu government zabwe.
To prove to them that God rules within their
government.
Or in their kingdom.
Iranga babera bagwani dokola.
And they are required to do as the will of God that put them into the leadership. And it is our work to move on, guide all nations, all people of God, to submit to their government, to do as the commandings of the governments are, all the good work.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But remember, we told you
twasuku kulaba department omunana,
because we first saw the 8 departments
is a government ya Katonda yo muguru
kunsi. God is heavenly government on the earth.
Izivunanyizwa kukulaba,
those responsible to see
na Katonda byagala bikolwa mu singa ikolwa mu guru,
that God, this will be done on earth as it's done in heaven.
But we're
going to move on again to see
department omunana,
the 8 departments
is a government ya za government ya katuna mu government
zokunsi. God is government the governments of the earth.
Government yomu masekati.
The central government.
Ya government ya katunda yomu guru kunsi.
God is the government on the earth.
Nyinga tatuna bakuzolida.
But before we move on to them.
Kasukate nkujukizeko.
Let me first remind you.
The department yomunana.
Of the eight departments.
Za government ya katunda yomu guru kunsi.
God is the government on the earth.
Zituaka jja tukomekerezi.
Because we have just concluded.
Mukusoma okuvuddeke mabiga.
The studies we finished before.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much. We remember
department,
we saw the first department
of
God's heavenly government on the earth.
Manyikidwanga department eyekanisa ya Katonda entukuvu kunsi,
which is known as the department of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Erange eno erimu division isatu
muyo. And this one within it, there are three divisions.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nga okusinzira ku Bebulaniya,
and according to Hebrews,
isuliye 12,
Hebrews chapter 12,
unyurabiri mu 2,
the verse 22, up to 23,
gene kanisa rino kubanga bweri muguru.
This is the church which has to appear like the one in heaven.
Katusomeye tulire.
Let us read we here.
Abebulaniya isuliye 12, n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu 2,
Hebrews chapter 12, on the verse 22.
Naye muze ku lusozi Sayuni, ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu, n'ery'obukumi bw'abamalayika.
But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Verse 23.
To
the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, who are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of the holy ones made perfect.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Hebrews chapter 12, verse
22-23,
the first department of God is heavenly government on the earth. The department of the Holy Church of God on the earth. As it is within heaven, this one has its three divisions. As we saw them,
division is soka.
The first division,
the office of God,
the office of God the Father on the earth. Those who work within this office have gifts and callings from God the Father, and they are called officers. We read of them in the First Corinthians chapter 12 and the verse
6.
You will read, therefore, we have come reading this. And we also wrote them in the Romans. Romans chapter 12. Starting from verse 1 to reaching verse
6.
Praise Jesus much. We saw the second division. The ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is known as God the Word, God the Son, Jesus Christ.
And
those who minister within it, they have gifts and callings from our Lord Jesus himself. As we saw in the First Corinthians, chapter 12, and 5. Even Ephesians chapter 4. Even Ephesians chapter 4. Starting from verse 10. Up to 12. Praise Jesus much.
Then we saw
the third division, which is known as the unit of God the Spirit. God the Holy Spirit, God the Spirit of the Lord. And those who work in there, they have gifts and callings right from the Holy Spirit himself, able to demonstrate the power in the Word of God. As we saw in the First Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 and verse 7.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So department.
So that was the first department. of the Holy Church of God on the earth. Even the three divisions found in there. We read and understood most of those. Here we just passed through what we saw.
So,
now we moved to the second department of God's heavenly government on the earth. The department of the deacons and the bishops. Here we find a total of two divisions.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we read Philippians 1 verse 1. And he says this. Philippians chapter 1 from verse 1.
Timoseo Kristo Yesu mu Kristo Yesu mu Philippi.
Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the holy ones in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi with the bishops and the deacons. Yes. That department of the deacons and the bishops. And it has two divisions. The first division is the division of the deacons, who are known as officers, or the seers, the ushers, the prayer partners, or the intercessors, responsible on the decency and order in the Holy Church of God on the earth. We said this first division, division of the deacons, who are known as the officers, the ushers, the seers, the ushers, the prayer partners, the intercessors. They are responsible of decency and order in the Holy Church of God on the earth.
So
we saw the second division. Division of the bishops, who are known as the captains. They are responsible over services of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
I remember we've come study all this together. But because we are heading on again, see the eight departments of the central government. God's government and the governments of the earth. We've recapped a little that we passed through. The eight departments we first saw of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
we want
to appear.
And we first pass through this third department of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department
of the judges of the Holy Church of God on the earth. And this one has three divisions. We remember in the First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 3 and 4, he speaks this of those judges. First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 3.
Temumanyinga tulisalira bamalaika omusango. Tulirema tutya okusala emisango egy'omubulamu buno.
Know you not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? Verse 4.
Kale bwe muba n'okusala emisango egy'omubulamu buno, abanyomebwa mu kanisa abo be muteekawo.
If then you have judgment of things pertaining of this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
This
department of the judges,
it was there
right from the Old Testament.
It
has an entire book of the judges. They were responsible of the laws, the judgments, commands, the statutes, the ordinances. Those of God to be able to avoid the sins, to avoid the iniquities, transgressions, and to commit trespasses, to committing evils.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Eranga tumanyi twaraba division satu eziri mu bomba sekati gabwe.
Three divisions within their midst.
Eranga division yesoka.
And the first division.
Ye division eyabaramuzi.
It's the division of the judges.
Abaura wakati wa mateka ga katonda go butuke.
Those who discern between the laws of God, those of righteousness.
Na mateka agechibi.
And the laws of sin.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Osoma mbarumi esura
Romans chapter
7
verse
25,
you will be seeing concerning the laws of sin, even the laws of righteousness, those of God. Even Romans chapter
8
verses 1 to 3, praise Jesus much. Then we saw the second division of the judges, those discerning the laws which were of shadow laws, the laws which were accomplished, even the laws which are moving on to being fulfilled.
Division,
the second division of the judges,
would
discern for us the laws which were shadow laws, the laws which were accomplished, even the laws which are moving on to being fulfilled, where our Lord Jesus best to speak. In the Matthew chapter 5 verse 17 to 18, say it didn't come to abolish the laws, neither the prophets, but to fulfill. And say one more to subtract from them the laws and the commands, it will be a great case, and
they
will be called least in the kingdom of God.
He
who teaches to fulfill all, he will be called great. Praise Jesus much. So we thought the third division, division of the judges, who are responsible upon the holy marriage,
family,
the holy family, the holy church in the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those we saw them according to Hebrews chapter
13
verse 4,
and
say that marriage should be honored by all, even the bed is pure.
So
it's responsibility of the judges, of the holy church of God on the earth, to reveal the commands, the laws, to reveal the commands, the laws, judgments, the statutes, even the ordinances, those of God, to be able to avoid
trespasses,
the trespasses,
transgressions,
the transgressions,
iniquity,
the iniquity, sins, even the evils, in the church of God.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus
much.
So we moved on to the fourth department of God's heavenly government on the earth. Department of the elders of the holy church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Department of elders of Holy Church of God on the earth. And these two have three divisions in them. In the first Peter, chapter 5,
in
the verse 1, he speaks this on the elders of the church. First Peter chapter 5 from verse 1.
Kale mbabulirira abakadde abali mu mmwe, nze mukadde munnammwe, era omutegeeza w'ebibonobono bya Kristo era agabanira awamu ekitiibwa ekigenda okubikolibwa.
The elders who are among you I exalt, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Jesus and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Yes. You know, elders of the Church of God on the earth.
Yes, sir.
Praise Jesus much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Praise Jesus much.
Kitubadde tugenda maso n'okunyonyola.
What we moved on to explain.
Nti ekanisa abakadde b'ekanisa ya Katonda entukufu.
That the elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Baliwo okuvira da mundagane
nkadde. They were there from the Old Testament.
Ne mundagane mpya.
Even the New Testament.
Ngabwe tuulidde mpita ekisoka sura y'okutaano.
As we've heard in the first Peter chapter 5.
N'olunyoli soka.
And the verse 1.
Nga n'omutume Peter yali omu ku bakadde abo.
Even Apostle Peter was one of those elders.
Era abaali bamanyi ebyama byonna.
Those who knew all the secrets.
Eby'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Mu bwakabaka bw'omu ggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus mind.
So bano bayinamu division nabo satu.
So these two have three divisions.
Division yesoka.
The first division.
Yeyabakadde bekanisa.
Elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Abavunanyizibwa ku byama byonna eby'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Responsible of all separate of the kingdom of God.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ngabwe kyandi kwa Matayo sura 12.
As written in Matthew chapter 12.
Olunyiri olwabiri mu 8.
Verses 28.
Ngagamba nti bwemangu obw'emizimu ku bwa mwoyo wa Katonda.
And he said, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde.
The kingdom of God has come.
So abakadde abo.
So those elders.
Bavunanyizibwa ku byama by'obwakabaka.
They are responsible of secrets of the kingdom of God
okubikula.
To reveal them.
Mulimugwabwe.
It is their work
okubikula emirimu gyonna egy'omwoyo omutukuvu.
To reveal all works of the Holy Spirit.
So division eyokubiri.
So the second division
yeyabakadde b'ekkanisa.
It's of the elders of the church.
Abavunanyizibwa okubikula ebyama byonna ebyobwakabaka eby'obutuukirivu bwa Katonda.
To reveal all secrets of the righteousness of God.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus mind.
Kubanga ayogera mbarumi.
Because he speaks in Romans.
Esuri 10.
Romans chapter 10.
Nyorisoka pakuru kusatu.
Verses 1 to 3.
Nti abantu batamanya butukirivu bwa Katonda.
People when they did not the righteousness of God.
Nebeterawo butukirivu
bwa. And they set up their own righteousness.
Obutayinza kubatu osambula mu butagwa.
Which could not reach them in the eternal life.
So mulimu gwabwe abo kubikuru obutukirivu bwa Katonda.
It is their work to reveal the righteousness of God.
Butwasoma konti buva mukukiriza.
That we read of it comes from believing.
No kirizo kuba mukuya nokulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
The faith come from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Nokuchiteka munkola.
Event to put it in action.
Awamu nokuongera yo.
Event to spread it far.
Kubanga okirizo kutali ko mikono kubira kufu.
Without works is dead.
So division yokusatu.
So the third division.
Ibakadde bekanisa ya Katonda entukuvu kwonsi.
Yeah, the elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Abavunanyizibwa kubikula ebyama byonna ebiwakabaka bw'omuguru.
Responsible to reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
Awamu neggulu erijja n'ensi
empya. Even the new heavens and the new earth.
Kikiva kyawandikibwa mu Matayo esula 13.
That's why it's written in Matthew chapter 13.
Olunyiri lwa 11.
Verse 11.
Ng'agamba nti mumuweereddwa omukisa.
And he say you have been blessed.
Okumanya ebyama byonna ebiwakabaka bw'omuguru.
To know all secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
Era n'okugenda nga tubiikulira abalala.
Even to move and reveal them to others.
Kubanga agamba mu Matayo esula 10.
Because he says in the Matthew chapter 10.
Ng'agamba mu nyolo omusanvu n'olw'omunaana.
Saying in the verse 7-8.
Bwe muba mugenda muli obwakabaka bw'omuguru busimbidde.
If you go preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
So mwe muli okubikula ebyama byonna ebiwakabaka bw'omuguru eri abantu.
Reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven to the people.
Ne busimbidde. Abantu ne babikulibwa ne babutegeera.
Those the people they get revealed to understand it.
N'okuyingira ne bayingira.
Even to enter they enter in there.
Twayolekera department yo.
We moved on to the fifth department.
Department yokutano ya government ya Katonda y'omuguru kunsi.
The fifth department of God is heavenly government of the earth.
Department eyabaganda baffe abayimbi.
Department of the brethren the singers.
Irange ntwajira bina division eziwerira ddala. Omukaga.
This one we saw it has a total of 6 divisions.
Iranga yogera bwati mbako mu byo mirembe ekisooka.
And he speaks this in the first Chronicles. Chapter 15.
No nyule 10 omukaga.
And verse 16.
Ngagamba bwati.
As it says this.
Ebyo mirembe ekisooka isule ye 15. No lunyiriri ole 10 omukaga.
First Chronicles chapter 15 verse 16.
Daudi nagamba abalevi abakulu okulonda baganda babwe abayimbi. Ngabali nevivuga entongoli nenanga n'ebitaasa nga babikuba era nga bayimusa eddoboozi n'essanyu.
And David spoke to the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers with instruments of music, lyres and harps, and cymbals sounding by lifting up the voice with joy. Yes.
The department. Ya government ya Katonda yomuguru kuzi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department ya baganda abayimbi.
Department of our brethren is the singers.
The musicians.
The musicians. And they have all the musical instruments to lead us in the six divisions, that we demonstrate the praise and the worship of God, the worship of God in the spirit and truth, as
he
spoke in John chapter 4, verse 21 to 24. Praise Jesus much.
Division,
but the first division,
our
brethren who lead us in the praising of God, in all the songs of praising God in the Holy Church of God on the earth, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and verse 14, you will read it. Remember, read them, we are just recapping them. Then the second division, brethren who lead us in the songs of worshiping of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth, according to Philippians chapter 3 and the verse 3, and he speaks saying that we are the real circumcised who worship God in the spirit and truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Can we
let us read that one.
Philippians chapter
3, verses
3.
For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Yes. That is the second division of brethren, the musicians. Those who lead us in the worship of God in the spirit and truth. As we say Philippians 3 verse 3.
Then we have division.
Then we have the third division. The third division
of
our brethren who lead us in the
band worship,
band praise songs. Yes. They are like of band songs, yet they are of praising. Yes. As he speaks of them in the first Samuel chapter 18. Verse 6 to 7. You will read those. We read these.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Then we have the fourth division. Even a brethren, the musicians,
pulled
us in the songs of band worship.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then
the fifth division, the brethren of the musicians, who lead us in the songs of the hymns, spoken most Ephesians 5,
and
the verse 19.
Then
we have the sixth division of our brethren who lead us in the melody songs.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Again, most in the Isaiah chapter 23 and the verse 16. Let us read that one. Isaiah chapter
23
verse
16. Dire nanga, Oyimbe nyimba nyingi olyoko jukirwe.
Take a harp, go about the city, you harlot that has been forgotten. Make sweet melody, Sing many songs that you may be remembered. Yes.
Many mu Luganda enyimbe eza melody tezirimu.
In Luganda the songs of melody are not written there.
Muzita kapela.
You call them what?
Abayimbanga ebivuga babikuba direct we
yimba. Instruments they sing them direct from them. They sink everything within them.
He's
one of the bass guitar. Release voice of bass guitar.
Now
there's one who hits another voice. And those who sing, they move on.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So katuolekere ku department eyo mukaga.
So let's move to the sixth department.
Eya government ya katonde eyo mukosi.
God is the only government on the earth.
Department eya bakabona abayigirisa.
Department of the teaching priests.
Mukanisa ya katonde entukuvu
kosi. In the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Babira bakabona musanvu.
They are 70 priests,
both
with the 7 trumpets of God. And they represent the 7 groups of angels. The 7 groups of angels holding the 7 trumpets of God. They work under the 7 spirits of God to manifest God in the earth, to manifest God in His fullness, the full knowledge of God and His glory, as He speaks of them in Joshua chapter 6 verses 4 to 6, and it says like this. Joshua chapter 6 from verse 4.
Nebakabona omusanvu balisitula engombe omusanvu ez'amayembe ag'endiga ensajja nga bazikulembeza essanduuko. Ne ku lunaku olw'omusanvu mulikyetooloola ekibuga emirundi musanvu. Nebakabona balifuuwa engombe.
And the 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram horns. And the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Those are the 7 priests. And the 7 trumpets of God. And they represent the 7 groups of angels. Those commanded by 7 angels hold the 7 trumpets. Those who work under 7 spirits of God. Those sent in the all earth. To be able to manifest God. That is why
it's
written in 2 Chronicles. Chapter 15, verse 3. And it shows where there are no priests.
For
a long time the world does not have the living God. And the true God is never manifest. Let us read we here.
2
Chronicles chapter 15 verse 3.
Era ebiro bingi Isirayiri nga talina Katonda ow'amazima, era nga talina kabona ayigiriza, era nga talina mateeka.
Now for a long time Israel has been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law. Yes. For a long time,
Israel,
that's known as the Holy Church on the earth,
and
they do not have the living God.
There
was no teaching priest.
So
it's the work of the priests. Priests of God, the teaching priests, to manifest God on the earth. That is why they represent 7 groups of angels. Those commanded by 7 angels hold the 7 trumpets of God.
And
they work under the 7 spirits of the fullness of the Holy Spirit to manifest God on the earth. This 7th department,
government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi.
God is the only government on the earth.
Department eyaba malaika abatukuvu kunsi.
Department of holy angels of God on the earth.
Ba mukanisa ya Katonda entukuvu kunsi.
Or in the holy church of God on the earth.
Babira bebajiri presentings bebajira bisa.
They are one who represent and manifest it.
Ba kabona bali omusanva abayigiriza.
The 7 teaching priests.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much.
So we the department.
So we've moved to the seventh department.
Government ya katonde
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department eyaba malaika abatukufu.
Department of the holy angels.
Mukanisa ya katonde ntukufu kusi.
The holy church of God on the earth.
Yes, you have a zibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Bibi njamine ya malaika omusanvu.
These seven groups of angels.
Abadumirwa. Ba malaika omusanvu bakutama kondero omusanvu.
Commanded by seven angels, hold the seven trumpets.
Bakolera wansi wemi omusanvu eja katonda.
They work under the seven spirits of God.
Ejikora obuju bw'omwoyo mutukufu.
Which make up fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Eranga kimba munsi zonna.
And they are sent in the all earth.
Eranga ziri bali ebinja bino amalaika omusanvu.
And these seven groups of angels.
Eja katonda.
And the seven spirits of God.
Bali pulitengebwa bakabona omusanvu.
They are represented by the seven teaching priests on the earth who are holding the seven trumpets of God. That we saw it according to Joshua chapter 6 and the verse 6.
What?
And he says this. Joshua chapter 6 verse 6.
Yoshua omwana wa Nuni naita bakabona nabagamba nti musitule sanduke yendagano era bakabona musanvu basitule ngombe musanvu ezama yembege ndigensajja bazikulembeze sanduko ya mukama.
And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. Yes. These seven priests. Still they are there represent the seven groups of angels. Commanded seven priests holding the seven trumpets of God. According to those in Revelation chapter 8. In the verse 1 and 2. And it says like this. Revelation chapter 8 from verse
1.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Verse 2.
Nenda malaika musanvu abayimirira maso ga Katonda.
And I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Yes. Praise Jesus much.
So ebibinja bya malaika musanvu.
So the 70 groups of angels.
Nabyo bikolera wansi w'emyo musanvu ejja Katonda.
Them to work under 70 spirits of God. But all are represented by seven priests holding the seven trumpets of God. As we always read Revelation chapter 4 and the verse 5, and we are told this on the seven spirits of God. Revelation chapter 4 verse
5. Netabazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So ebibinja malaika omusanvu.
So the seven groups of angels. They are commanded by seven angels, hold the seven trumpets of God. They work under the seven spirits of God. Those sent in the all
earth.
And they are represented. The seven groups of angels. Seven teaching priests. Those with the seven trumpets.
So department.
So this eighth department. Of God is heavenly government on the earth. It's the department of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. It will be presented by the priests. The seven holding the seven trumpets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And we come
speak of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. When we first read in the Acts chapter
2,
verses 3 and
4,
upon them came tongues like of fire,
and
they were filled of the Holy Spirit. So we saw that the fullness of the Holy Spirit appears in the tongues of fire. He makes the seven spirits of God according to Revelation chapter 4 and the verse 5. And these are the names of the seven spirits of God according to Isaiah chapter
11
and the verse
2.
Let's read we here. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2.
No mo yogwa mukama, gulibera ko ye. Omo yogwa magezi, no kutegera. Omo yogwa kutesa, na amanyi. Omo yogwa kumanya, no kutia mukama.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. Praise Jesus much. These seven spirits, we've come to see them for a long time. The Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding,
the
Spirit of counsel,
the
Spirit of might,
the
Spirit of knowledge,
and
the Spirit of fear of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So ono yavamu division omusanvu.
So in him cometh seven divisions of the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And the first division.
Division yesoka.
The first division of the Spirit of wisdom.
Wasiwayo.
Under it.
Echibinja.
The group of angels
led
by the archangel Michael of war, and they are commanded by commander holding the first trumpet of God. They are represented on the earth. They are represented on the earth, teaching priest holding the first trumpet.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It means
department
that in the first department of the teaching priests, it's where we shall find
division
the first division. I've said this. It means
division
the first division of the teaching priests, it's where we shall find
division.
First division of angels of warfare.
Yes, you have as when you
praise Jesus much.
So to Kugambia way to
tea. So we have said like this.
You
know, we've recapped to pass through these issues that you don't get confused.
To government division department.
We've said in the eighth department of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. It has seven divisions within it. And the first division is the division of the Spirit of wisdom. Under it, the group of angels who fight wars, who are led by the archangel Michael. They are commanded by the angel holding the first trumpet of God. They are represented on the earth, teaching priest holding the first trumpet,
to
manifest the only wisdom within the word of God. Are we together? According to those written, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8 to 9. And he say, if you have rejected the word of God, what wisdom is within you? Praise Jesus much. So, what we mean is this. That in the first division of the teaching priests,
abakulemeramu kabona akutte ekkondeere erisooka.
Who are led by the priest holding the first trumpet.
Mwetusiŋŋaana.
It is where we find
division esooka ey'abamalayika
ab'entalo. The first division of angels of warfare.
Era mwetusiŋŋaana.
And it is where we find
omo division esooka ey'omwoyo omutukuvu mu bujjuvu.
The first division of the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Division y'omwoyo w'amagezi.
Division of spirit of wisdom.
Tuli ffenna.
Are we together?
Bino twabisoma just nyagadde bibeere mu order.
These we studied them, I wanted just be in order.
Olunaku oli eri birimu okukubuzaabuza mu kuteeka mu nkola.
They should not confuse you as we implement them.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twolekedde ku division y'okubiri.
We moved to the second division.
Division eyomoyo okutegeera.
Division of spirit of understanding.
Wansi wayo.
Under it.
Ekibinja ky'abamalayika. Ba messengers.
The group of angels, the messengers.
Ab'ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Abakulembera mu malayika omukulu Gabriel.
Are led by the archangel Gabriel.
Badumirwa malayika akutte ekkondeere ery'okubiri.
They are commanded by angel holding the second trumpet of God.
Eranga
and
bali presenting bakunsi.
They are represented on the earth.
Kabona ayigiriza akute konde eliyokubiri eliya Katonda.
The teaching holding the second trumpet of God.
Ngabeerawo bulijjo.
And they are there always.
Okubikula order.
To reveal the order.
Rhythm.
All the rhythm.
Yokubuliramu nokusomesa mu ekigambo kya Katonda.
Of teaching and preaching the word of God.
Ebirago 2:14 n'okudda waggulu.
2:4 and above commands.
Enyiriri 2:4 n'okudda waggulu.
2:4 and above verses.
Okuva mu ndagaano empya n'enkadde.
The old and the new testament.
Oba ebitabo ebikola Bible.
All the books making up the Bible.
Yesu yabazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Osinzira ku ebyo ebiri mu Daniel.
According those in Daniel.
Esura ey'omwenda.
Daniel chapter 9.
Olwabiri mu olumpa.
Verse 21-22.
Malaika Gabriel we yategeza Nabi Daniel.
And Gabriel told the prophet Daniel.
Nti anamu okutegeera ebyawandikibwa.
That will give him to understand the scriptures.
Nyingo mu ogeko nyo mu Isaiah 28.
By the rhythm spoken most in Isaiah 28.
Oromwenda no lwe 10.
Verse 9-10.
Awamu no lwe 10 nesa.
Even the verse 13.
So amakuru gachino.
So the meaning of this.
Nti mu division eyokubiri,
that in the second division
yabakabona abayigiriza,
of the teaching priests,
abakulemberwa mu kabona akutte kondere eliyokubiri,
who are led by the priest holding the second trumpet.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Era mwe musingani wa division kubiri
is where we find the second division
eyabamalayika ba messengers,
of the angels, the messengers,
abekigambo kya Katonda,
those of the word of God,
abakulemera malayika Gabriel,
who are led by angel Gabriel.
Era
and
nga mwe musingani wa division eyokubiri mwe mtu kumbojovu.
Where we find second division of Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Division eyomoyo wokutegeera.
Division of spirit of understanding.
Tuli butola.
We are together.
Sure.
I do not want you to be confused.
Katonda wafuwa order.
Our God is of order.
Mukanisa ziza abatu kuvuzona.
All church is of his holy ones.
Soma bulijjo ffenna ekyani kwe kyabakoliso ekisooka.
Every day we read together the scripture in the first Corinthians.
Esura eye 14.
Chapter 14.
Olwasa tumwesa tunura makumi
ana. Verse 33 to 40.
Siwe wawo.
Is not that? Yes.
Kakatulekedde division yokusatu.
Now we've moved to the third division.
Division eyomoyo okutesa kwa Katonda.
Division of spirit of counsel of God.
Wansi wayo.
Under it.
Biba malayika abebipimo.
They are the angels of the scales.
Abakulemberwamu malayika omukulu Raphael.
Who are led by the archangel Raphael.
Obati Greece.
Obati Greece.
Badumira malayika akutekonde eliyokusatu.
They are commanded by angel holding the third trumpet.
Era ne bali presenting bakunsi.
And they are represented on the earth.
Kabona ayigiriza kutekonde eliyokusatu eliya Katonda.
The third hold trumpet of God.
Okubikula ebyaliwo.
To reveal things which were.
Ebiriwo.
Those which are.
Nebi ebigenda okujja.
Even those to come.
Wasi wo moyo wo bunabbi.
Under the spirit of prophecy.
Moyo wo kuteisa.
The spirit of counsel.
Wanga jukira mobuliza agamba.
But remember in Ecclesiastes he said.
Who is the sure yokusatu nyolisoka.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1.
Mtibuli chintu.
That everything.
Chiriko ebirona ebisi.
It has its time and season.
Na buli chigambo.
And every word.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okutegeza okukulu kulibwe kute.
The main meaning is this.
In the
third division of the teaching priests,
who are
led by the teaching priests, hold the third trumpets.
Is where
we find the third division of the angels of the scales,
who are
led by angel Raphael. And they are under the spirit of counsel.
Third
division of our spirit in its fullness. We have that order. You know, we are going to begin to put them in order now. As we
are
going to fulfill the worldwide call,
where
God's called us to do his final work on this planet Earth. And that work is the revival and the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth, to be known the way they were, the way they should be,
and
the way they will be forever. That
is
to pass it through restoring
the
everlasting gospel of salvation, fighting the material gain gospel of the world
and
the selling of miracles.
The
everlasting gospel of salvation,
it
is the gospel of the kingdom of God
and
the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Secrets of the kingdom of heaven. It means we must appear having a great order, a high level of standards. I want to speak of the fourth division of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. Division of a spirit of might. Under it, the group of angels of the chains. We say under it, group of angels of the chains. Angels who work within hell, the prison of God, which is known as the bottomless pit. They are led by the archangel Abaddon.
It's
commanded by the chief angel,
one
who holds the fourth trumpet of God. They are represented on the earth. Teaching priest hold the fourth trumpet of God, to be able to uproot whatever God never planted and they destroy whatever God never built, even to prove the counsel of God as the word of God is planted.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As they manifest the power in the word, as
it speaks
in the first Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 up to 5, to manifest the power within the word.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, here what we mean is this, that in the first division of the teaching priests, in the fourth division of the teaching priests, are led by the priest holding the fourth trumpets.
It's
where we find the fourth division of angels, those of the chains, who work within hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit, whatever angel Abaddon, and they work under the spirit of might.
Fourth
division of the spirit in his fullness. Are we together? We studied this together.
Departments
all departments of God's heavenly governments on the earth. But I didn't want
us
to go see a department of its central government,
God's
government, the governments of the earth, before we've gotten a recap of the order of the God is government.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we've moved ahead.
Division.
The fifth division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Division.
This division of the spirit of knowledge.
Division.
Division of the spirit of knowledge. Under it.
Malaika
obutonde. The angel of creations. The angel of water,
who
is known as angel Ariel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And is commanded by angel holding the fifth trumpet of God.
Presenting
teaching priest holding the fifth trumpet of God. Here on this
earth.
To be able to manifest the full light of the word of God.
To
manifest the light of knowledge of the word of God. Which brings the full knowledge of God and His glory on the earth. In all the creations. As we read of the 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 6 up to 7,
it says,
God commanded light to shine in darkness. Light of knowledge of God is glory before Christ.
And
that treasure put it in a vessel of clay. The much power comes from God and not from us.
So
that light of the word, which brings full knowledge of God and His glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
responsibility of the fifth division.
Hallelujah. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we've said like this.
Anti, division,
the fifth division of the teaching priests. Led by the priest holding the fifth trumpets.
Division,
in that division, it's where you find the fifth division of the angels. The angel of water. The angel of creation. The fifth division of the spirit in His fullness. Division of the spirit of knowledge. Ever revealed the whole light of the knowledge of the word of God. Which brings the full knowledge of God. And His glory. Remember all this, we studied them. You didn't study them, you go get those messages. Here we have just gone to recap. That you first know the eight departments. God is heavenly government on the earth. Before we go to know
department,
the eight departments, God is government, the government of the earth. Central government of God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we have moved on with the sixth division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. Division of the spirit of fear of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we've headed to the sixth division
of
the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Division of
the spirit of fear of the Lord. Under it, the group of angels of fire. Represented by the archangel, who was known as Kamuel. Praise Jesus much. Praise Jesus much. Praise Jesus much. This group of angels is commanded by angel hold the sixth trumpet. And they are represented here on the earth. Priest holding the sixth trumpet of God.
okurabisa okutya Mukama,
to manifest the fear of God,
okukyawa ekibi,
to hate an evil,
okuyamba abangi okuva mu kibi,
to help many come out of evil,
okuyita mukakasa amateeka n'ebiragiro n'emisango,
passing through confirming commands, laws and judgments,
n'enteekateeka,
statutes,
n'endagirizo z'obwakatonda,
the ordinances of God.
Yes, praise
Jesus
much.
As we heard in the Proverbs chapter
8,
as we heard in the Proverbs
8,
that fear of God is to hate evil. It is their work. It's to meaning that in the 6th division of the teaching priests, led by teaching priests holding the 6th trumpets,
it's
where we find 6th division of the angels, the angels of fire, led by Angel Camuel.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
It's
where we find 6th division of Holy Spirit in His fullness,
division
of spirit of fear of the Lord, able to prove fear of God to hate evil, to help many depart from evil, prove the commands other than the judgments.
Yes,
praise Jesus much, and they all move on very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we end it with the 7th division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, division of the Spirit of the Lord. Under it, the group of angels of the seal of God, who are led by the archangel Jophiel. They are commanded by angel holding the 7th trumpet, the trumpet of the end, the last trumpet.
And
here on the earth are represented by priests holding the 7th trumpet, always manifest the presence and the glory of God. That is God the Father, the word we know as the Son Jesus, even the Holy Spirit. As we heard in the John chapter
16,
verses 12 up to 15, that the Spirit will get from that of Christ, for what is of Christ is of the Father, and He will move on to reveal to us. Praise Jesus much.
So division,
so 7th division,
in the 7th division
of the teaching priests, led by a priest holding the 7 trumpets, where we find the 7th group of angels of the seal of God, led by the archangel Jophiel, commanded by angel holding the 7th trumpet, trumpet of the end,
which
about to be sounded at the coming back of Jesus. And in the same office, where we find the 7th division of the Holy Spirit,
division
of Spirit of the Lord, always
show
the presence and the glory of God the Father, God, the word we know as the Son,
yes, Christ,
Jesus Christ, even God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit,
O
Spirit of the Lord. So that's how we saw them,
department is
all the 8 departments, God's heavenly government on the earth, even their responsibilities,
their
divisions within them.
So
we shall come back and we give you the summary of the 8 departments of God's government, the government of the earth,
government,
the central government,
government
of God's heavenly government on the earth. May God bless you. Thank you for coming, listening, believing,
okuteeka mu nkola,
putting in action,
n'okwongerayo ku nsonda ennyo ez'ensi,
even to spread the four corners of the earth,
kubanga mukama waffe Yesu ali mu kkubo,
our Lord Jesus is on the way.
Amen.
Amen.